This radio program is PG-13. Parents strongly caution some material may be inappropriate for children under the age of 13.
The following program is sponsored by Michael W. Smith.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Arizona. Hey, Brother Mike, back on the radio. Welcome to HardcoreChristianity.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in today. Love to have you on the program. Today's Bible study, Bye-Bye American Pie. Today on Hardcore. Hey, will you call somebody and tell them the radio program's on? Got another good one for you today. America's in big trouble, and not the way you think. Believe it or not, something very weird is going on. This is Brother Mike. I am the professional counselor at the Arizona Deliverance Center. We're downtown, 15th Avenue, just south of Osborne Road. It's a red brick building. HardcoreChristianity.com is a website. We have all kinds of ministries for you there. Children's deliverance and healing services, women's seminars. I have a Sunday morning podcast at 9 o'clock. We got a women's Zoom service every Monday night at 6:30. We got a Zoom service for everybody every Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. We have a counseling center at the Deliverance Center. If you're a born-again Christian, you're eligible for free counseling services. All you have to do is give me a call, 602-636-5800. Or you can send me an email, mike@hardcorechristianity.com. Please hit the PayPal button, send us another donation. Thank you for keeping us on the air for the last 21 years. Muchas gracias. You remember that song that Don McLean sang in 1971? You probably don't, do you? But I'm an older person, okay? I was in high school back then. And Bye Bye Miss America Pie came out. You remember that song? Yeah, you remember the chorus, right? You could probably sing it if you're an old person like me. Yeah, let's try it together. Bye Bye Miss America Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, and the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die. This will be the day that I die. Well, I obviously can't sing. You heard that clearly. But that's exactly what's happening to America. America is changing drastically. Drastically. You can't even believe it. And many of us who are older people, we're sitting here watching this and our eyes are falling out of our skulls. We cannot literally believe it. There is a systematic effort to replace, belittle, or destroy the middle class in the United States. The middle class is being replaced. The middle class is being replaced. They are now importing people from virtually every country on the planet through the southern border, or they're flying them in from different countries, and most of them are being dumped in Florida. But a change, a sea of change is coming, and our country that was founded on basic Christian principles. I'm not saying these people were born-again Christians who founded the country, but they did have some guidance with basic Christian principles. They did have a reflection of the Ten Commandments and some of the laws of the Old Testament and so on. That system is systematically being dismantled by Satan. And the only way to do it is to kill off or get rid of and replace the middle class in the United States. For example, in 2022, there were over 620,000 abortions in the United States, if you can believe it. The federal government gave Planned Parenthood, believe it or not, $700 million. The birth rate has been steadily crashing over the last 20 years. It's at levels nobody ever thought was realistically going to happen. We are now below what they call the replacement rate, meaning that American citizens, not all these illegal immigrants, I'm talking about people that are citizens living here, the birth rate is now below 2.0 per family. It's below that. When it goes below 2.0, when it gets into the 1.something, and they're projecting it to be 1.1 in about 15 years, the society cannot replace itself. And because there's so many incentives in our society for young people not to have children, and they're not having them, particularly Gen Z, at a staggering rate, that means the middle class cannot replace itself. And it has to be replaced. And if you're in a hurry, what you do is you kill off the middle class to speed up the process. And that's exactly what's happening here. Under the control of Satan, the federal government is wiping out or reducing the middle class in the United States. They've done everything they can to encourage people not to have children. Women are having less children than they've ever had in the United States before. They're trying to kill off the middle class. For example, homelessness is rampant in major cities all through the United States. Drug addiction is at record levels. Suicides in every category is at record levels. Right? People are dying from fentanyl overdoses literally at record levels. It's all being imported from China to Mexico through the drug cartels through the southern border. It's coming in droves. We went through the opioid crisis, if you'll remember, in the 1990s, the 2000s. Hundreds of thousands of Americans died from that opioid crisis. This one is worse. Fentanyl is much worse than OxyContin or oxycodone, by far. The problem with the drug is it's so intensely powerful. The smallest amount in some people can cause an overdose. In addition to killing off the middle class, the federal government and Satan wants old people dead ASAP. As I'm speaking to you right now, several state legislatures around the country are considering physician-assisted suicide. For example, Oregon, Washington, and California, and a couple other states already have it. Oregon leads the way in the United States for physician-assisted suicide. Do you know what comes next after physician-assisted suicide? Take a guess. Euthanasia. How do you know that? Ask Canada. Canada has euthanasia. And with the proper medical or psychiatric documentation, they are able to kill off their citizens, whether they want to be killed or not. For example, cases of terminal illness and schizophrenia or psychosis or some other serious mental illness can be considered by a physician in Canada now to be referred over for euthanasia if the patient has hit a point where they have zero productivity and value to their Canadian society. They can have the person euthanized, kind of like Governor Noem did with a dangerous pet she used to own. She came out with a book here last week, and the dog was, I guess, barnyard crazy. She took the dog out to a field and shot it. Well, what Christy Noem did to that crazy dog she used to own is exactly what the federal government is doing to us. The exact same thing is happening. They're importing people at a staggering rate into the country. None of them have been vetted for crimes, felonies, gang affiliations, cartel affiliations, nothing. None of them have been vaccinated. They're flying people in right now, most of them to Florida, and just dropping them off from several foreign countries. They are now going to be flying in refugees from Gaza and distributing them to Florida and a few other states. Terrorist attacks are right around the corner. It's only a matter of time before this thing takes off. The federal government is doing this deliberately. The elites, the billionaires, the politicians, Wall Street executives, the people that run this country, that own this country and own you and I, these people don't want you around anymore. They don't want you here anymore. You're no longer useful to them. You're no longer productive. You can be replaced by people who will do what they're told. You can be replaced by people who will not think for themselves. You can be replaced by people who have other religions, Hinduism, Buddhism, Islam, growing rapidly in the United States. People are being flown into this country and dropped here, just dropped into the country. And the federal government is paying to take care of them. The statistics came out yesterday. The federal government is paying $8,300 per illegal immigrant for their support, housing, and food, and medical care. The average payment is over $8,000 per immigrant. We're heading toward a national bankruptcy and a complete renovation of the middle class and a complete removal of Christianity and the Bible and faith in Christ. And it's all planned out by Satan. And he's going to kill everybody he can as soon as he can. Churches are going to be completely under Satan's control in a very short period of time. You and I are going to have to take a stand here very soon for Christianity and Christ and to pull these people out of the fire, as the apostle said, because Satan has now made his move since the murder of George Floyd, and he is literally in takeover mode. Hell is coming to breakfast in America. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program was sponsored by Michael W. Smith.